Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Spectrum. It's not every day we have a chance to take our show on the road, but today we've been invited to attend an event known as the Slow Food Festival in New York City, and I was kind of curious about what that was, and I got invited to it by some old friends of ours who we've had on the Spectrum program before. We have Ken and Tuan Nguyen, who have been here as the Saucy Sauce Company was launching several years back. Ken, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. It's good seeing you again.
Nice to see you again as well. And Tuan, it's always nice to follow up with the people that we've talked to a couple of years ago. How are things going?
Well, things are wonderful. We've been very busy. So we've rebranded. We've launched three new flavors, the brown sugar ginger glaze and a new ketchup line, which has been a smashing success. And now we're being picked up nationwide by a few, you know, stores that people know, Dean and DeLuca, Central Markets in Texas,
heard
and
of those
Mrs.
People.
Green's.
Right.
So needless to say, we've been quite busy.
Well, to refresh our memories of our listeners, we first encountered Ken and Tuan at an event that was the Night of Down Under, which was the Australian event, which was for the NBA Association a couple of years ago, and you guys had set up shop there because you had some family recipes from your mom and were making Vietnamese sauces in your kitchen and thought, hey, this might take off.
That's
looking back, Ken, is this what you expected? Are you surprised? Did you know it all along?
I think we kind of always had faith that we kind of reached the point that we are now. It's by no means we can't stop, essentially. But it's been really exciting. The food business is just one of the more fun businesses to be in, I think. It's just, you know, you get to interact with great people. You get to taste delicious new types of food all the time. And, you know, we just happen to be lovers of food, and that's why we were among
your company is called the Saucy Sauce Company. That's S-A-U-C-E-Y.
That's right.
And their web address is getsaucynow.com. That's GetSaucyNow.com. Getsaucynow.com, right?
You've added these new products. What drives the demand for adding a product line extension?
Well, actually, kind of two major things. First is the force that, you know, makes us do all the stuff we do, which is our mother. You know, she's been a really great part of this. She gives us inspiration, she gives us ideas, and she just loves the fact that we can continue the family legacy and, you know, of food and loving of food and our Vietnamese culture and heritage. I think the other is fans. I mean, we've been getting some amazing feedback around, you know, new flavors that people want. We also will run, you know, Facebook campaigns and ask our fans what they want. And and also just going to food shows and hearing people's feedback and what they want to try, I think is really been helping us to come up with new ideas.
Yeah, Ken, anything to add to that?
Yeah, and also I just think that, like, there's people want to take Vietnamese food home. I think it's kind of like one of those things where you go to the restaurant and this is just, for most people, you know, that are not Vietnamese or not around the Asian community, you've probably never tasted something like this before. So this is kind of a way for people to kind of take all that, that experience back to their house and try making their own dishes.
Yeah, pull the mic a little closer to you when you do it. I meant to ask you about that because we know a lot of people are intimidated by sometimes any type of foreign food, but Asian food specifically. But in your case, you're making sauces. And sauces don't necessarily have to go with a certain entree, with a certain vegetable. You can pretty much bring whatever you've got to the table and put your sauce on it to add that extra.
So that's it's just a flavor enhancer, essentially, and you can be so creative with sauces, and it's what I try to do at home when I'm just kind of entertaining friends or, you know, cooking a dinner for myself. Even I'll try different I'll use it as a marinade, I'll use it as a stir fry sauce. I'll put it on, like, burgers or french fries occasionally, dip it in sushi. So, I mean, like, it's I think it's kind of the Renaissance period in, like, sort of Asian cuisine. And I think Vietnamese food is just kind of one of those things that just people kind of love and just want to take home with them.
Yeah, and I think to add to Ken's thoughts, I think we want to make it easy for people to enjoy Vietnamese, all natural, delicious, clean Asian food. So if we can do it and in a way that people can understand and not be a rock star chef, but like come across as a rock star chef, that's what we want to do with the sauces.
I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but I know throughout Southeast Asia, particularly Vietnam, the day starts at sunup with people going to the market. I mean, it's fresh. I mean, everything, you go to the market first thing in the morning and you get there before anybody else does, so you get the freshest of the fresh. If you had to give any advice to anyone who likes to fix food and use your sauces, how should they shop? What should they look to buy? What things go really great with it? And do they have to wake up at the crack of dawn to go, or can they get it shrink-wrapped at the supermarket, the vegetables and stuff they need to cook with to create some special things? I mean, you guys have gotten a little snob appeal now that you've got your own company. You should be able to give some advice.
Home chefs shouldn't have to put themselves under pressure always to get the, you know, it's okay to shop at, you know, Fresh Direct once in a while. It's okay to shop at Kroger's. And the great thing about the sauces is that you don't need to have, you know, fresh catch of the day, you know, straight from, you know, Cape Cod or something like that to make a really good scallop, you know, dish, for example. Because, you know, with saucy sauce, you can pretty much make it taste like it's, you know, the fresh catch of the day. That's what I think, at least.
Yeah, and if you have access to a green market or, you know, I mean, that's, I think, why movements like the slow food movement here is so critical. If you know to go to look for those and you use kale, you use whatever's available in season, the sauces go with everything. So it really does allow you to take the freshness of whatever ingredients you have access to and make it a really good, authentic Vietnamese meal.
Now, we're going to be talking at greater length with some people from the slow food movement. Explain a little bit from your perspective what that is and what that means.
So the slow food movement, from our standpoint, is that it really celebrates the goodness of food, which I think is missing a little bit from today's sort of fast food culture. So, you know, really taking it slow, enjoying the goodness and naturalness of foods, and understanding where your food comes from. And I think that's a very real and authentic question to ask at this point. And so we identify very, very closely with that movement. We obviously are, you know, in partnership with them at this event and other events that we've done. And so it really goes along with our mission of providing really natural and delicious, all natural foods.
So let's review your product line now. What are the products people can look for that come from the Saucy Sauce Company these days?
Well, we have the three sort of original sauces, you know, we kind of have always kind of had in our, you know, in our daily lives. So the spicy garlic sauce, which is kind of a bestseller. The fresh lemon, which is kind of lighter and more citrusy, and it's great as a salad dressing. And the sweet ginger, which has that sort of tang of the ginger sauce. And of course, now just kind of through, you know, fans asking us and, you know, sort of customer demand, we've mixed ketchup with some of our sauces. And now we have a jalapeno ketchup and a habanero ketchup, which is kind of a combination of what you would normally find in, you know, most ketchups, you know, in the supermarket shelf. But with that sort of extra umami that you might get, you might not get in normal ketchups, but what you would probably get in Vietnamese cuisine.
So is mom on board with these new recipes and these new products?
Mom is on board and thinking of the next new flavor as we speak.
I was going to mention that I've actually tried the ketchup, the spicy ketchup, to make in a drink, to add a little bit of that.
Not thought about that. We've done the spicy garlic sauce and a Bloody Mary before at one of our events, which
sometimes
I think you've tried.
When you make a Bloody Mary and you put tomato juice or whatever juice, and then by the time you add the vodka, it thins it out a little bit. So
absolutely.
I've always been a person that's put a tablespoon or two of a thickener, and it could be either tomato sauce or ketchup. That's not too sweet.
Right.
And if you have a spicy ketchup, even better.
Oh, you got a
kick
there.
So that's kind of, you know, how I
love it.
Came to that.
Oh, man, this is going to be my next dinner party.
As my friends that know me in radio for many years, I spent about 5 years living in San Antonio, Texas, which is pretty southernmost, pretty Mexican-influenced, and tons of sauces from that part of the world in all the supermarkets. Mm-hmm. And now I noticed you have distribution in Texas. That's probably not a coincidence that it's a hot sauce-loving culture to begin with. How did that work out?
So we debuted at the Fancy Food Show in July, and just we had really amazing responses. I think we were told we were the most innovative product they've seen out there in a while. And so from that particular food show, we got put in touch with the Asian buyer. And obviously, Texas is the hub. I mean, it is one of the biggest hubs of Vietnamese foods, right? Lots of Vietnamese immigrants there. And obviously, the barbecue culture, mm-hmm. the hot sauce culture, it was just the right mix of, culinary taste buds, all waiting for the sauce. So no, it was absolutely not by coincidence, and definitely, you know, it was very timely.
For our audience that maybe hasn't been up on their demographics lately, Houston has the fifth largest Asian community in the United States.
That's right.
With a significant cross-section of Asian cultures all under one roof in a very hot environment in Houston, to say
very similar to Asia.
Exactly. It's probably as close to Vietnam or Cambodia or somewhere as you could get is Houston, with the moisture and the humidity and the heat and all of that stuff all year round. Well, listen, Tuan and Ken, it's great to speak to you again. We will continue to follow up with you. Again, give the website address one more time.
Sure.
Before we get
it's
out of
getsaucynow.com, www.getsaucy. Now, now.com. And you can also find us on Facebook at Saucy Sauce Co. and Twitter at Saucy Sauce Co. So
and we're going to put one of your logos and a banner on our website so we can continue to follow along. Hey, good luck with everything. Thanks for inviting me to the Slow Food Show, and I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Thanks, Steve. And we'd love to have you come back and make that Bloody Mary you were talking about.
Hey, you got a deal. You got it. And it's just that time of year where a Bloody Mary will come in handy, right?
A cocktail party is certainly in the mix.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ken. Thanks,
guys.
See you all next time.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.